How's life?
Thanks.
You enjoying that? Enjoying that nice ice cold syrupy over there?
Yes, I am.
All right, so I know you've heard this, but have any of you out there? Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, I know you're in your shower, but you shouldn't be listening to me while you're there anyway. Get off the toilet. I posted on my Facebook a while back an awesome song that my art teacher actually played for us in class one day. This is a little bit different of a version than you might be used to. This is Justin Bieber, Smile.
This is a long intro.
Just keep listening. Sounds like the intro to a movie or something, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's Justin's voice. Alright, so if you go to YouTube and you type in Justin Bieber, Smile, S-L-O-W, slow, this is Justin Bieber's song, Smile, 800% slower than its normal speed. Sounds like it should be like the opening to a horror movie or something.
Avatar,
yeah. Avatar was my first thought when I first heard this. So, this right here is the original version.
Oh, God. Kill me now.
Did you notice how long it took for it to get to his words in the slow version and how quickly it got there in this one? It didn't even get to this part while I was playing it. Justin Bieber.
Wait, put the handgun effect.
Right. Yeah, you're supposed to say that to me off the air.
Sorry.
Where is it? I don't even know. Oh, my God. Okay. All right, here we go. I thought they deleted it. I would have killed someone if they did. There it was. Took long enough.
You gotta play Fisher and Callum's version.
What is it? Oh, unfortunately they added more sounds to it so it doesn't work that way. You can't do it as quick.
No, it, they have... Here.
Which one?
Oh.
What the hell?
Oh.
That's messed up.
What is that? Where did they get that?
I don't know. I think they might have made it.
Really?
Yeah.
Smile.
Why are we still listening to this? Are you kidding me? I shoot myself. No, you don't. Yes, little girl, you smile.
Yeah.
We get it.
All right. So
I hate puberty. What's the difference between a water bottle and puberty? The water bottle already hit Justin Bieber.
What? Wow. Ow! Oh.
That looked like it hurt.
Ow!
Whoa.
Oh! I'm trying to adjust my seat and I just hit my hand against the freaking table. Ow!
I like the music now.
I think one of the black lights are on because my pants are purple. Well, that's not right.
Whoa. It's trippy.
Whoa, yeah. they put two black lights in the... Whoa, I see it. WTF, mate. What? What? Don't point at me like that and then not tell me. What?
Idea.
God. This can't be good. What is that? I don't recognize it.
Too bad the audio doesn't work off mine.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's come back, microphone. Come back.
Right.
So. I'm kind of chilling out to this music right now. This background music. It's pretty awesome. I just YouTubed background music. This is what came up.
Sweet.
I know. I'm kind of chilling to this song.
Now you got to put elevator music on afterwards.
Good. Yeah, right. All right.
Do we still have the didgeridoo effect?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. It'll be in the last one, probably. No, doesn't look like it. No, I don't think we do. Darn. No, we don't.
Dang.
All right, well, we'll play one song here, and then we'll talk about the quote-unquote Ground Zero Mosque. I have some interesting information that I found out that I did some research on. I saw a story on... this situation on 60 Minutes last night, and it inspired me to do about 2 hours of research worth on this topic. So we'll talk about what I discovered, and I will give you an introduction to better explain how I feel about it.
Sky, check this out.
What? Oh, yeah, is that just north of Denver? Is that the one that's just north of Denver? I know there's one just north of the Denver airport that I want to do, that I want to move to. All right. My microphone's coming
in. It's
unplugged.
In Jupiter, Florida.
Okay. Yeah, there's one just north of Denver. Anyway, this is Kenny Chesney and one of my favorite Kenny Chesney songs. Give us a call in the studio here, 1-888-212-5545. Those going for you. Selecting the county is interesting. All right. Anyway, you can also find us on Facebook. We have two pages. We have the Click Radio main page, which is Click Radio, facebook.com/Click Radio, or facebook.com/Click Country. You can find us there.
So it makes you get the password in first.
Okay. Interesting. All right, well, I have a topic for us to discuss, Mr. Reese. And if you... want to call in and give us your thoughts on this whole idea, that would be outstanding. We'd love to hear from you. So, Park 51, Lower Manhattan, New York. Probably no one knows what that means. Park 51 is the location that they are planning to build the so-called Ground Zero Mosque, right? Park 51 is the official name of it. So here I can show you, Reese, but I can't show you the viewers. This is an artist concept of what it's going to look like. Kind of a cool little building. Interesting designs.
Doesn't really look much like a mosque.
Well, I'll talk about that. Talk about why it doesn't look like a mosque. Park 51, Manhattan, New York. So where exactly is it? It's actually... I love this tag. I created this slideshow so I could show it in my... U.S. Government class. But apparently, on Google Maps, it's right where it's marked as Amish Market. So, go figure. It's on... Jeez, what is this popping up? Oh, stupid. Okay. It's on something place. I can't tell. It goes off the screen there. In West Broadway. The distance from Ground Zero itself is actually a lot shorter than most people have been led to believe. It's not 5 blocks, like a lot of people have said. It's only about 2 blocks, just over 2 blocks. And it's only a few hundred yards. So it's not that far. But it's also not that close. There's a view there. I went on to Google Earth, and I looked in the area, and they have this very great 3D model of the area where Ground Zero is and all the buildings around it, every single one of them, so it looks pretty real. And I went into every corner of the Ground Zero, and I could not see where the mosque would be placed. So, there you go. I said here, the center is not visible from any corner of Ground Zero, blocked by 2 20-story buildings. So, location. Ground Zero is not visible from Park 51, and Park 51 is not visible from Ground Zero. Park 51 is only 13 stories. The planned building is only 13 stories. And surrounding buildings are 20-plus stories. So, it won't stick up above anything. Won't be able to see it. It'll be hidden by the 20-story building. So there you go. It's only a few hundred yards from Ground Zero, just over 2 city blocks. So some people don't really know. Okay, Park 51 is a current building. There is a building there. It's just not that beautiful one that I showed you a second ago. It's a smaller building. But Park 51 is a lot that has a building in it being used. So what is Park 51 now? Get ready for this. What is Park 51 being used for as we speak? Any guesses?
McDonald's.
Here's the shocker. Park 51 right now is a Muslim prayer center. Go figure. All right, so it was a Burlington coat factory until it was damaged on 9/11. One of the landing gear of the aircraft blasted out the other side of the World Trade Center and landed on the Burlington coat factory, destroying 2 of the floors. Okay. So Burlington Coat Factory moved out. What moved in? It was an overflow prayer center for over 450 Muslims. Currently still serving as that right now. My sources, the New York Post, New York Observer, New York Times, Quad City Times, and 60 Minutes. So there you go. It's fact. It is being used as a mosque right now. Surprise!
Wow.
Yes.
Shocker.
I know. Wait. I gotta do this. Where is it?
I think it's on 5. No, it's on 4.
Oh, it's... I don't have this on. Turn it up. There you go. Just had to do that. All right. So, yes, it is currently being used as a Muslim worship center.
Oh.
So, what is this building that they're planning on putting in Park 51? What's going to be inside of it? They're going to have a performing arts theater, a swimming pool, a fitness center, basketball court, a bookstore, child care center, culinary arts center, a food court, and to clarify, a prayer space, not a mosque. And I'll talk about the difference between that. The difference is it's not a preaching area, meaning that Muslim leaders don't go into this area and preach the Muslim religion like you would picture in a church. All it is it's a prayer space. So what they'll have is the person who leads the prayer and stuff like that, you know, the chanting or whatever it is they do. But there is no preaching. It's just the prayers. So, and my sources on that were the New York Times, the Houston Chronicle, and the New York Times. I have that on there twice. Okay. So who can use Park 51? If you're curious, Park 51... While the prayer centers are reserved for Muslims only, many locations throughout the building are open to the New York public.
Huh.
Officially to provide area for nearly 3,000 New York Muslims, the guy who's creating the building is Muslim, so he wants to give something to the Muslim community. That's his whole purpose, is to provide this for about 3,000 New York Muslims. The reasoning behind why it's a prayer space rather than a mosque. Okay, here's the reasoning. Mosques are open to anyone of any race or religion to stay in for shelter or worship, just like a church is. Okay? But being called a prayer space gives worshipers the ability to regulate who can use it. And the prayer space itself is only two of the 13 stories. There you go.
Huh.
So the construction of this building, it will be going up. That is confirmed. It was voted in favor of 29-1 on the Lower Manhattan Community Board, but I could not find a date that it will be going up. Sources there are New York Daily News, New York Times, and the Tribeca Tribune as well. So, just these other two interesting notes. I saw this on 60 Minutes last night as well. Worship Center for All Religions was built in the Pentagon, exactly where the Boeing 757 crashed. Muslim employees and soldiers worship in it multiple times daily. The chaplain in charge supports their worship. They had they interviewed, I think he was a colonel in the Army, and he was the chaplain in charge of the worship area, worship center, that was immediately built where the 757 crashed. That was the first room that they established. And they had some video of some Muslims praying in it. Other interesting note, there is a mosque in the basement of the U.S. Air Force Academy Chapel. Just thought I'd mention that. So there you go. That's all I could find, really, in the 2 hours of research that I did. But there's a lot of shocking stuff in there that I had never heard of. And honestly, okay, here's my side of how I view it. Okay, I'm not left, and I'm not right. I change my opinion. I want to give this presentation to students in my class at school, and I'm going to start off by saying it, and this is 100% truthful. We had a discussion, a back and forth discussion about this a few weeks ago in this class, and I honestly do not remember which side I had taken in that argument because I've switched back and forth so many times. My opinions change based on the information that I get, and I wish all Americans were like that. But there you go. So right now, I am 100% ready for this thing to go up from the information I found. But I have gone back and forth, and I'll tell you that as a fact. There's a quote from Newark, New Jersey, a mayor there that my mom pointed out to me the other day. I forgot exactly what it was. She couldn't remember either, but it went something like this. Until we stop going left and right, we won't move forward. So think about that for a little while when you get the chance. Until we stop going left and right, we won't move forward. There you go. And that's true. That's very true. So there is the quote-unquote Ground Zero Mosque. The name for that was actually given by a blogger for a website that, forgot what it was called, but does not support the Ground Zero Mosque. It was, quote-unquote, it was a site that was, like, against it completely, and it was specifically named that as well. Hmm. One of those stupid .com sites, you know. So there you go. Call in. Share your opinion on the information that I just gave to you. See what you think. Give us your opinions. I'm curious. I am really curious. Let's get some more background music going.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Set my laptop down out of the way here. So with that information that I just gave you, what's your side?
Well, now that I know it's not like it's not entirely a mosque. It's just a little prayer center, you know? And that they're using the building not only to just use it as the purposes of a mosque, but for, like, a community center.
Mm-hmm.
Not really all too against it anymore.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I'll post some of this stuff on Facebook. I might be able to post some of the pictures of exactly where it is. I just basically Googled it and found it and copied a picture of where it is. Have you ever seen... Okay, I know you know this, but there is a great little... Okay, go to Google right now and think of a question, an idiotic question that someone's asked you that you're just like, why can't you just Google that? Why would you ask me? Why don't you just Google it? So go to Google right now, think of that question, and type in the Google search, type in, let me Google that for you. It's pretty hilarious. Because yeah. You can go, and it gives you a site that looks like the Google site, but you just type in that question, like, is the Earth round or whatever. Type it in on that, and then it'll give you a link. You copy that link and send them that link, and it'll do this awesome thing where it'll show the mouse come out of the corner, click on the search bar, and type in their question and give you all the results for it. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. All right, I'm going to eat my muffin. I want my muffin.
This might go along with what you just said there about the let me Google that for you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what Air Force service dress sizes go by?
No. I don't. Oh. One of my friends gave me this in school. Sierra Hopper, that girl that I was talking about earlier, she's in my math class. Anyway, she gave me this. It's one of those little rubber bands that you wear on your arm that make a shape. It's
a plane.
It's an airplane.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's one of those little rubber band, colored rubber band things that make a shape and you wear them on your wrist. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's an airplane. I'm pretty happy about that. Anyway. Oh, someone's messaging me on Facebook. It's McKinley. Hey, I'm busy right now DJing a radio show. See what she says back.
So leave me alone.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get some more music going. This song right here.
Internet radio for Fort Collins High Schools. Click radio.
So this next song is rather appropriate for what I'm going to announce. That. Yeah, you can probably see it coming now. You are now listening to... And I haven't gone through Jordan to change this yet, but I'm sure he won't mind as long as I tell him. You, my friends, as listeners, are now listening to Sky and Reese After School, is the name of the radio show. And we're going to be playing today's number one hits rather than country music. Just thought I'd let y'all know that. So, let's...
Black Eyed Peas. This is Click Radio. Whoa.
Whoa. Yours truly.
Jay-Z. Miley Cyrus.
Beyonce.
Boys Like Girls.
This is Rihanna.
Nickelback.
This is Shakira.
Black Eyed Peas.
This is...
And feeling like P. Diddy.
DJ Jim Jones.
Internet radio for Fort Collins High Schools. Clickradio.org.
Guilty. Oh, God.
No. I'll kill him if he does. Just to let you
know. To a song to make you fall in love. I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad. By all of so fucking bad.
This is fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together for this knowledge.
Yeah.
Your love, your love.
It's my turn.
I like your beard. All right, well, Jensen and I are...